This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How does this process work compared to traditional divorce proceedings?
So that's a great question, and I think you also have to compare it not only to traditional divorce proceedings, but the previous set of forms that the court system put out, allowing people to try and do this on their own. There are uncontested divorce forms that are available on the court's website, and they've been up there for several years now, and I find that many, many people find them incredibly difficult to navigate, very complex, and almost impossible to comply with. If you look at them, they're over 110 pages long. This new set of forms that the court system has come out with, the uncontested joint divorce forms, are considerably more brief. They're only about 51 pages long, and they're a little more user-friendly, I would say. I'm not sure that they're right in every divorce, but certainly in under appropriate circumstances, they would be useful, and I think that people probably can get through them. It's a good step forward, I would say.
When it comes to the cost, this simplified process and the joint divorce process, how much money could both parties save?
Well, that depends on whether or not they're going to use attorneys. In Western New York, a typical divorce, if it depends really on the amount of issues that have to be dealt with. If there are children, it's a complicating factor. If there's real estate that has to be dealt with, it's a complicating factor. If there are pensions or retirement issues that have to be dealt with, all these things can increase the cost of divorce. Now, if parties can actually fill these forms out on their own and go through with everything, they're probably looking at a cost of only the filing fees, which are going to tally up to somewhere between $200 and $300. So if they're not going to use attorneys and they're only going to do this and they're going to do it correctly, they stand to save quite a bit of money. Generally speaking, a typical divorce, Erie County, anywhere between $2,500 and $7,500 if you use an attorney. But realize that using an attorney is going to ensure that everything is done properly, that all the bases are covered, that there are no issues that are left hanging. And those are some of the pitfalls of the uncontested joint divorce forms and the fact that people may not know what needs to go in there. Things can get left in the dark. Things can get overlooked. In many places in the uncontested joint divorce forms, you'll find that there are references to a property settlement or a parenting agreement. And these are typically what attorneys would draft to set forth, you know, holiday access for the kids. Who gets the kids on Christmas and Thanksgiving? And how's that going to work? And how often are they going to go back and forth? How are we going to deal with these everyday things that we need to deal with when we split one household into two? The problem with the uncontested joint divorce forms is they don't give you an outline for what a parenting agreement should look like or what should be included in it, or with regard to a property settlement agreement, what needs to go in there. And the problem is that if people leave certain things out, they can waive on their rights and lose those particular things forever. The first thing that comes to mind in that respect is pension benefits. Typically, these are governed by a law called ERISA, which is out of the federal government. And if you don't provide for them within a separation agreement, a property settlement and separation agreement, you could lose your right to those benefits potentially forever. They have to be dealt with. There's a few other things that also have to be dealt with in property settlement agreements, particularly when it comes to quadros, qualified domestic relations orders that deal with the splitting of pensions, 401ks, things like that, the division of real estate. There's really there isn't a good spot in the uncontested divorce forms where certain provisions with regard to real estate can go. There's a very short little, you know, three or four fill in the blank lines, and there's nothing in there that says, when does the transfer have to happen? How is it going to happen? What's going to happen with regard to the division of any proceeds from a sale of a house? All these things have to be dealt with, or you could run into issues. So there are good things, and there are things that could be improved, is what I would say.
And what advice do you have for someone who may want to use this form on their own compared with a lawyer?
My advice would be this type of form is good for someone who has been married for a short period of time, doesn't have any kids, and probably don't have a lot of assets or debts that have been intermingled. This form is going to do exactly what they want, and it's going to do it efficiently and economically, and it's probably going to be good for them. Once you get into some of the more complicated issues, I would not recommend a form like this for a party that's been married for a long period of time, has kids, significant assets, significant debts, real estate that needs to be transferred, anything like that. My best advice is consult a matrimonial attorney, someone who has some experience in the field and can help you navigate this minefield that you walk through when you try to do these things on your own.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.